In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we're continuing with a new era. We're on volume 12, April 26, 1921, and we begin where we left off. Jesus says this, with a more afflicted note, Jesus added, my daughter Louisa, it will happen to me, Jesus. So this is what's going to happen to Jesus. This is what's happening to Jesus right now. As to a poor father whose wicked children not only offend him, so Jesus is being offended, but want to kill him. And we can see this past year, there's been really, the churches are closed. It's almost as if they're saying, we don't need Jesus. We don't want you to go to Jesus. They don't want Jesus to be alive in our hearts. And if they don't do it, it's because they cannot. If they cannot kill God, it's because they can't kill God. Now, he says, since these children want to kill their father, they want to destroy Jesus. It's no wonder that they kill one another. All the violence in the world is because we're not one with God as God wants. Now, since these children want to kill their father, it is no wonder that they want to kill one another and that they impoverish themselves and they reach the point of all in the act of dying. And what is worse is they don't even remember that they have a father. When you think about it, the movies, the television shows, you know, the feminism, it's against the man. The father of the families is usually considered a clown. He's ridiculed. He doesn't know anything. The children are smarter than the father. This is because they don't want God the Father. They don't want our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's been kicked out of schools. He's been kicked out of communities. And this is what's happening. They don't even remember that they are children of God. And this is what's happening. Our job is to turn back to the Father, knowing that He is our Heavenly Father. The prayer, the only prayer that Jesus taught us was, Our Father who art in heaven, you are in heaven. Holy is your name. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We're begging the Heavenly Father that we can begin to live this abundant life that God breathed, the Ruah of God, the breath of God breathed into Adam. And so what's happening with the evil one, wants us to ridicule the man, laugh at the man. And the man, the men today, where are they? You know, they're more feminized than being men. You look at, you know, just World War II, for example, you know, the men going to fight a battle, 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old. The men today are playing games. You know, nobody wants to be a man. As a matter of fact, it's ridiculed if you're masculine. It's ridiculed if you are not feminized. Our job is to hear what Jesus is saying, recognize what's going on. And so Jesus says this. Now, what does this father do? Exiled by his own children, while these fight and wound each other, they're all about to die of starvation. The father works hard in order to acquire new riches, new gifts, new remedies for his children. That's what a good father does. A good father loves his children and takes care of his children. works for his children, blesses his children. Just think about that. How many fathers bless their children at night? The fathers have the power as the father of that family to bless their children, to heal their children, to pray for their children. See, since we have broken away from God, we have forgotten the power that a father has, the love that the father has for his family. So what does Jesus say? He says, when he sees them almost lost, he goes into their midst to make them richer. He offers remedies for their wounds, and he brings peace and happiness to all of them, his whole family. That's what Jesus is saying, get ready for. Jesus is returning. Why? To restore us to perfect health, divine healing. We pray for physical, spiritual, mental, emotional healings. Jesus wants divine healings for us. He's going to restore mankind back to where Adam was before the fall, but even more than that, because we now have the new Adam Jesus and the new Eve Mary. And God wants us to possess their DNA. Now, our DNA right now, because of the fallen nature, we have been redeemed by Jesus and co-redeemed because of Our Lady at the foot of the cross. But what Jesus is asking is, he's saying, I want to bring you back to share in my divinity again. That's why the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Do you see what's coming? This new and abundant life is coming to the earth. Jesus says this. He says, basically very, very clearly, when he sees them almost lost, that's where we are today, he goes back into their midst to make them richer. He offers remedies for their wounds. And again, it's not a Band-Aid anymore. It's not a Band-Aid, but a complete restoration as if the wound wasn't even there. You go back to the strength that you had before, the life that you had before. What was that strength? What was that life? It's the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that they gave to Louisa. This is what God has planned. And so he says very, very clearly, now that his children will be conquered by so much love. Do you see what's coming to the earth? So much love that these children will bind themselves back to their father with a lasting peace and will love him as the father rightly deserves to be loved. That's what's coming. It's a new era that's begun. Why has it begun? Because Jesus gave it all to Louisa. And Louisa wrote everything down, and it's in the book of heaven. As we read the book of heaven, as we study the book of heaven, we leave the sin behind. We leave it. We enter into this abundant life now, if we wish. What is the abundant life? It's symbolized by being peaceful, joyful, and happy. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. So Jesus says, conquered by so much love, these children will bind themselves back to the Father with a lasting peace and will finally, finally, finally love him as he deserves to be loved. The same will happen to me, Jesus. So he's promising this. The same is going to happen. Therefore, I, Jesus, want you, Louisa, and the little children, the holy divine will, back into my holy divine will. Become faithful daughters, sons and daughters of God's most holy volition. Be faithful to living in the divine will, not just doing the will of God, as the saints were taught, But to live in the divine will, as Jesus and Mary taught Louisa, this is what God has planned. This is why we are alive today. We are born for this time. So what does he do? He starts out by saying, don't look at the earth. He says, focus on the things of heaven. How do we focus on the things of heaven? It's by reading the book of heaven. As you read the book of heaven, your whole life changes. As you read the book of heaven every day, you get deeper and deeper into this amazing life. We have the books of St. Francis and the books of St. Teresa and the books of John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila. They're beautiful. But once you enter into the book of heaven, nothing can compare to this. Nothing. Why? It's Jesus speaking to you. It's Mary speaking to you. It's not Louisa. They breathed this life into her, and her responsibility was to write everything down for the little children of the Holy Divine Will, so that we also can begin to live this abundant life that was given to Louisa. That's what God is waiting for. So he says, the same thing will happen to me, to the Lord God Almighty. Therefore, I want you in my divine will, as a faithful child of my holy will. Why? Because I, God, want you, Louisa, and you, the little children of the holy divine will, who are reading the book of heaven, at work together with Jesus and Mary. To work with Jesus and Mary. This isn't ministry. It's to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Why? To acquire the new riches, the new divine riches to be given to all of mankind. Why? He says, this is where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with you, Louisa, and the souls linked to you, Louisa, in order to begin to acquire the new divine riches that are going to be given back to mankind, to be again in God's image and likeness. This is why the priest says every day at Holy Mass, when he puts the drop of the water in the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ. A new beginning for all mankind. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to begin with you, Louisa, and your little children. Great things are in store. Magnificent things are in store. Don't look at the earth. Focus on heaven. Be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Like I've said before, I can always tell when a soul isn't reading the book of heaven. Why? They're worried. They're fearful. They're anxious. They're complaining. They're negative. And this is not the life that God wants us to live. So he gave us the book of heaven to change all that. So he says to Louisa, and he says to us, he says, be faithful to me. What does that mean? Listen to him every day. Faithful to hearing Jesus speak to you. He will speak to your mind, your heart, and your soul. And he promises that I will stand right beside you to touch your mind so that you will understand the language of heaven. And I will touch your heart so that you will begin to love this book of heaven. As God begins to reveal to us the divine treasures, the divine secrets. So he says this, be faithful to me, Jesus says. Occupy yourself with nothing other than focusing on the divine will. This is why a lot of people who have had ministries all their life are saying, now I have to go into seclusion to listen to Jesus. Because something greater than ever is coming. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus is saying, get ready. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.